Welcome to a little Grace to Grow podcast. I'm really glad to have you with me today. The title of our lesson is Removing Distractions. I will take the verse from 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 35. There's a passage here that is actually in reference to marriage. The Apostle Paul has been dealing with that subject through most of the chapter. We come to this particular passage, and he is actually talking about the benefits of being single and emphasizes that there are some distractions in the married life when it comes to being married and serving the Lord or being single. Paul was a single man, so he talked about those benefits. Nevertheless, let me say this. Hebrews 13:4 also says, marriage is honorable in all things, and the bed undefiled. God's plan is, God instituted marriage, and it is a wonderful blessing. So this is not to be a lesson that would discourage marriage. Nevertheless, I want to take this passage, I want to take this phrase out of 1 Corinthians 7:35. It says, that ye may attend upon the Lord without distraction. And so, though the context is in reference to how worldly things can distract the married couple, when it comes to the Christian life, there are a lot of things that can distract us, okay? I don't know about you, but I can be easily distracted. At times, I think I've got ADD. That's my problem. I don't know if you have the problem or not. Maybe you have the same issue. Distractions are only an issue when they keep you from doing something more important. It's one thing to take some leisure to reboot your mind and body, but it's another thing to allow something or someone to pull you away from a priority. In the age of cell phones, it is amazing how often we get derailed from a project simply because of a text message, let alone a phone call. It's like we've been programmed to stop everything so that we can respond to whoever has messaged us. And then there are the multitude of internet games a person can get caught up with. Who knows how many hours are spent trying to checkmate, build a city, or shoot down an enemy while work needs to be done. The flesh is weak. And the pleasure is addictive, but way too much time is lost that is no longer redeemable. God has a bigger plan for your life than living in fantasy land. If your reality is that bad, then you have bigger problems. You better get some counsel and work on you. Go to God and find out for certain what He wants you to do. When we get tuned in to God's will for our lives, it is very fulfilling. You will find that fulfillment that nothing in this world can replace. Now, I'm not saying you won't experience tough times in the will of God, nor am I saying you won't be tempted by distractions while you're in the will of God. If we consider Eve, Adam and Eve, they were in paradise, they were in the will of God, but they got distracted, tempted, and eventually led to the fall. What I am saying is the most fulfilling life is the one that counts for eternity. God made you for an eternal purpose. Those who find it are usually those who are willing to do the little things for God and do them well. They put blinders on some racehorses because they get distracted easily. They have great potential but are useless without the blinders. Sometimes we need to put some blinders on us while we are working. Turn the phone on silent. Determine to give yourself undisturbed time when you are working or walking with the Lord. Reward yourself if you finish your project. Schedule time off just as you schedule work. But recognize it must be earned. If you don't work when scheduled, you don't deserve the time off. Tell people you are not available during your working hours. Schedule time to meet with people if they need to meet with you, and beware of time robbers. They don't value your time the way you do. Consider this. Doctors make you set an appointment. Lawyers make you set an appointment. dentists make you set an appointment. Professional people, their time is important. And the result is, if you want to meet with them, you have to set an appointment. And therefore, when you meet with them, you respect what they have to say even more. If there are people that really need to talk to you and you don't have time, set an appointment. If they're willing to wait, they'll respect your words even more. So, because if they don't value your time, they probably won't value your counsel. Zig Ziglar said this, I like this. If we would take time to do the things we're supposed to do when we're supposed to do them, the day will come when we can do the things we want to do when we want to do them. Let me say this in regards to all the responsibilities of life that we have and the thought that needs to go into getting things done of value and how we need to remove distractions if we're going to get things done. There's one thing that is needful, and that is your walk with the Lord. If you are too busy to read your Bible daily, to spend time with the Lord in prayer daily, then you are too busy. You've got things pulling you away from the most important thing. The Lord Jesus told Martha, the sister of Mary, in Luke chapter 10, he said to Martha, who was very anxious, filled with worry. She was concerned about her sister Mary not helping while Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus listening to his words. Martha was serving, trying to get the house ready to entertain. And she complained to Jesus and said, "Lord, make my sister help me." And the Lord told Martha, "Martha, Martha, you're cumbered about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary has chosen that one thing." And so, folks, let me just tell you right now, have you spent time with the Lord? Have you spent time in prayer? Listening to a podcast is good if it's motivating you in the right direction. But don't let this be a substitute for your personal time with the Lord. God bless you and have a great day.